All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple things off the pregame here. It looks, first of all, Iman Khalif, who's suing like Twitter, suing people for calling him a man. Like, what are you talking? That's where we are. That's where we are in this world right now. I mean, Iman Khalif, the gold medal, welterweight, middleweight, whatever it was, gold medal winner of the Olympic Games in the women's division as a fully penis male. And, you know, these people, they'll play games too, because they'll say, you know what? No, he was born a female. He's born. This will not make any sense to any of us. And say he's born a female because that's what he's always been. Even though he's fully penis, he's XY. He'll say he was born a female, and that they're just going to use that. And, you know, I didn't get into as much detail on that as I could have on the whole Olympic things with Iman Khalif and the other male boxer. But he's suing everybody, and then he just did his big makeover right there. Well, and Aaron said it, you know, you can do all you want.
Yeah.
You look like a dude. Now, listen, there's been like one exception. The guy who went topless with his prosthetic boobs, but they're fully sewed on, like cosmetic, I don't know what you call it, like prosthetics that were actually sewed onto his body,
yeah.
Pulled his shirt off at the White House. Remember, Joe Biden was going to be a more moral president than Donald Trump. And he has a trans man pulling his shirt off and jiggling his fake boobs at the White House. Remember that guy?
Yep.
That guy actually looked like a girl.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've ever seen. And that was probably because he hacked up his face and did certain things or whatever. But Iman Khalif just looks like a dude in drag.
Yeah.
You just look like a dude in drag. And you can say all that you want. And just like we said, like we had on the video, still a dude.
Yeah.
You put on as much lipstick as you want. You can straighten your hair all you want, make it a girl's hairstyle, grow it long, do whatever you want. Put a dress on. You're still a dude. And my whole thing is, the last thing I'll say on this is, when you sue everybody because you're a woman, what I'm wondering who the judges will be, because think about it. If you have the same judges that Donald Trump has had, whether it's people like, you know, Tanya Shutkin or Merchan or Engeron, all these people, are the judges going to say what definitively proves that you're a female? Or are they just going to go with, you have identified as female, so you get all of your billions that you're suing Elon Musk for, Twitter, and everybody else for bullying you? My whole thing is very simple. Who do you want to follow you into the bathroom from the court? Male or female? Male or female bailiff follows you into the bathroom, you hike down those pants, and then that will be what determines your male or female, because that is what determines your gender. Simple as that. I mean, that's the way that it is. And one last thing here, totally different subject, but it appears that Corey Lewandowski is now going to be part of the Trump campaign. And I was told you last night, I couldn't think of other people. Like, I was like, you know, Steve Bannon, of course, he's in federal prison for 4 months, which, absolute joke. Don't have time to get into that. But I couldn't think of anybody else that I'd want back as part of, because Kellyanne Conway's been, you need to listen to Bongino on Kellyanne Conway. I can't do it as good. The guy's got it all memorized from, you know, the Ukraines and the timelines and the people and the chain of command, everything else, chain of custody with dollars. Kellyanne Conway's bought and paid for by Ukrainian politicians. She's bought and paid for by Ukrainian oligarchs. She's actually, specifically, the oligarch that is lining her pockets right now. He is financed by, can anybody guess? George Soros.
Shocker.
Yeah.
So George Soros is now financing Kellyanne Conway. Very strange she's come out against J.D. Vance, who's anti-Ukrainian war.
Yeah.
But not come against Donald Trump because she believes she can manipulate him into staying in Ukraine, which she cannot. But Corey Lewandowski's back, and people are like, how can you bring him back? He almost got into a physical altercation. Who hasn't? I almost get into physical altercation every year. See, I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't know if it's really every year, but at least every 2 years, I'm almost in a physical altercation. I made it all the way through 2024, not even close. Not even close to being in a physical altercation. Well, maybe, when was... Yeah, 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been all of 2024.
Yeah, it's good.
Without nearly getting... So
8 months.
Am I worried about Corey Lewandowski push somebody away from him?
No.
I don't care. I mean, for me, I'm like, that makes me like him all the more. Mm-hmm. That makes me approve of him all the more, that he's not a little spineless worm. So I'm glad he's back. That's who we need. Aaron was talking about it. We don't need any of these squishy people. We don't need any of these spineless little worms.
Yeah.
We need street fighting dogs.
That's right.
Because you know what you're in? A street fight with a bunch of dogs.
Yep.
So if you're going to get in a street fight with a bunch of dogs, You better be a dog with canines. Let me say hey to the chat. No, look at that. Right on the bottom. Nude Lynn McGroin from the McGroin Nation on the bottom. Fedora the Explorer. Todd Suff is on. Laura Jean Lynn. Sun Gun. Jersey Dude 1966. Q13013. Peb 780. Regina Loves Art. Snarl Barkley is on. Jenny Malfeasy's on. Will is on. Tell me Tammy L. Margritter is on. Neon Widow is on. Balan Marcus is on. Sean Hiltabidal is on. Leon Fish Puppy, she is on. Perry Heather 120 is on. Pops McGroin is on. Love the McGroin Nation. Appreciate you guys. Tammy L. Margaret is already Rumble ranted. Appreciate that. Aaron is on, thank goodness. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Peg McGroin is on. Jules 54 is on. Ever Eden is on. NCS EWE is on. John Phillips is on. Love you guys. Really appreciate it. Let's hop right to this. Let's do the Kamala Harris stuff. You're going to love the first clip. You're absolutely going to love this first clip. It is exactly 3 minutes long. It is Judge Joe Brown. If you don't already know who that is, you need to get to know who Judge Joe Brown is. You've probably seen him on like the court TV type of thing. So you've got to find as much video footage of Judge Joe Brown as you possibly can. Josh Dunlap video. Former U.S. criminal court judge confirms Kamala Harris is corrupt. Play for me, Will.
L.A. Times ranked her out. I was out in L.A., you know, when she was
I really haven't seen this article.
Before that, she got out and they ran a thing that when she went to law school, Willie Brown, that was his mistress. They used to have guards.
I heard about that.
Where Dad, what I loved, it was a scene, Willie Brown sitting behind a desk with his tongue hang out, and Kamala is raising up after doing him, you know. Mm. And they ran this thing where he got her a job with a medical supply company that did business with the city of San Francisco. He got her a gig for 15 hours a week. Mm-hmm. For $72,000 a year, and you have to understand that was 35 years ago. Mm. And then when they carried the thing where she moved up to 20 hours a week, she getting paid $120,000 for a part-time gig, and he bought her a 750i BMW. Mm-hmm. She was earning that. So then she had this thing where she was trying to get on with this big firm they wouldn't hire, so she started screwing one of your buddies, an NBA player who was their biggest client. So she got hired. So then they ran a scandal sheet on her where she was trying to get on with the DA's office. So she started screwing the deputy chief DA to get on. So I did not vote for that damn fool that they had running against him, that racist dog, what I heard the first time in 1972 when I was doing an intern thing at a DC think tank. When he was out there with James O. Eastland, John B. Stennis, Faubus came in from Arkansas. That's the fool who said they'd never integrate the Little Rock High School. They had Wallace there, who was wheeled in, and they had Bird, former Grand Dragon of the Klan, and they were talking about this young man who had a stupid-looking duck tail like he was back in the 1950s, was the last true yellow dog Dixiecrat. And they were talking about Joe Biden, who got up there, and when this speech he gave, I mean, I was really offended. I heard it right outside the state capitol building in Dover, which was a rundown, ransacked old house, 250 years old. And he said, Negro children are like roaches. If they're allowed to integrate the schools, they will infest them and they will never be gotten out. Negro.
Who said that? Joe Biden said that?
Yeah, I heard it. Saw him. He said, Negroes were animals and they turned the streets into jungles. And he and Senator Eastland had a plan where they could put all of these Negro animals in zoo.
So that's who Joe Biden really is, and that's who Kamala Harris really is.
Yep.
So Kamala Harris basically sells her body for political expedient reasons to politically accelerate her career to get different positions. And then Joe Biden is actually a racist, which we've already seen it before. Remember, Barack Obama is the first clean, articulate black man he's ever seen run for public office. The various other slanderous, racist statements that he's made before. And here he actually says there could be a Negro children infestation. calls Negroes animals and all that. So that's who the Democrats really are, as they allegedly fight for racial rights, allegedly fight for the black community. The black community that they kill over 400,000 of their citizens per year. Now, the Democratic Party, who allegedly advocates for the black community, kills over 400,000 black people per year in their abortion mills. So now we know why all of these advocates for the black community, like Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, when Bill Gates' own father is on the board of Planned Parenthood, which is the agency, which is the institution, the organization that kills 400,000 black people per year in their abortion mills. And I just want to say to the black community, wake up. Everybody that you think is a racist like me is not. I don't want anybody to die. So the people who actually want you to die are your alleged advocates. I mean, life really is that simple. Who is taking your lives? Who's taking your lives? Allegedly, these Democrats are advocates for children, are advocates for the black community. How are they advocates for children when they slaughter them in the womb? How are they advocates for children when they traffic them across the southern border to spend a lifetime in a sexual trafficking hell? How exactly are they advocates for these communities? Life really is easy. Do the Republicans? Oh, I don't agree with all the Republicans' fiscal policy. Okay, you know, so what? We don't kill you.
Yeah.
We're not killing you. Life really is easy. It really is. You have AOC down there in her fake photo op when she was crying over a parking lot. Remember that? We exposed it here on the show.
Yep.
She's over there with her all white outfit on. All these leftard women always like to dress in all white whenever there's like a State of the Union. Why? Because they are actually the opposite of that. And they're black hearts. That's who they really, so they like to dress themselves in the virginous white because they're actually dirty, full of demonic sin. But she's down there. She's allegedly an advocate for children. Where is she now? 15,000 illegal border invaders per day crossing the border. 107,000 fentanyl deaths per year. Average age of fentanyl deaths, 18 to 25. Leading cause of death for 18 to 25-year-olds in America is AOC's fentanyl crossing the southern border, as well as all the kids that will now spend the rest of their life. There it is. That's, see the parking lot? It's a parking lot. And she's down there crying. That was supposed, she was trying to get the photo op of kids in cages. Kids in cages. Now, where has she been for the last 3.5 years? More kids have been in cages. I'm talking about, listen, folks, 50, 60 times more. 100 times more. Where exactly is she? Where exactly has she been for the last 3.5 years? Well, the reason is that it's not politically expedient to go down there now. So again, she is one of these prostitutes. And it's male or female prostitutes who will say whatever it takes for them to be popular, for them to financially advance themselves or politically advance herself. If she thought that it was politically expedient for her to reverse course and become a conservative, she would be. She's just like an ARC church pastor, a lukewarm pastor. They will say anything to fill their pews. If it got to be popular to preach hellfire, brimstone, repentance, which it's not, they would do it.
Yep.
But it's not popular, so they don't. This is 90% of humanity, by the way.
Yeah.
Make sure that you are the remnant that follows the word of God. Let your yes be yes, your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. And she allegedly cares for these kids that she's sex trafficking across the border. Where's the tears now? With 100 times, maybe 1,000 times more kids. Remember, 8,000 a month under the Trump administration. 8,000 illegal border crossers per month under the Trump administration. 15,000 a day under Biden. Not one tear. Not one tear. All right, let's go on to the next thing, wherever I'm at. Am I Tim Young?
Yes, sir.
Tim Young video. CNN defends Kamala Harris's campaign, pushing fake headlines in Google ads. If you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a CNN Goebbels. Play for me, Will.
During the break, in terms of, is this something that's normal? Is this something that campaigns have been using? How do you defend kind of the...
Yeah. Well, this is part of paid advertising. I mean, if you are somebody who's reading a news outlet on your phone, you'll see embedded ads come up sometimes in those stories that, for, you know, on first glance, look like a story by the outlet you're reading. But if you don't, you know, if you look at it more closely, it says sponsored content. I mean, this is something that the search engines do. It's part of the way they generate ad revenue. So there's nothing about it that is violates their terms or is in any way unethical. I mean, this is part of the way that paid advertising works. And, you know, you'll see it. It's certainly not just political campaigns who do it. I mean, just as I am reading things online, sometimes I'll double look at something because it feels like it's an authentic piece of content. And then you see it's paid. So it is incumbent on the viewer, the reader, the consumer to have a discerning eye, not just on political content, but on other.
Okay, well, that's tantamount to saying that it's incumbent upon the victim to make sure that you're never a victim of fraud.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and if you are a victim of fraud, your fault. And don't prosecute the perpetrator. Don't actually prosecute the person who committed the fraud. Just make sure that the victim takes responsibility for being the victim of fraud or being taken by a fraudster. And by the way, I agree. Some people should have responsibility, but I mean, it doesn't mean that it exonerates
the
person who's actually committing the crime. And this isn't a crime here, what they're doing, but it is a measure of civil fraud. And since everybody wants to sue everybody for everything now, I think Google's liable here because they knew what they were doing. Now, see, here's the thing: when it comes to ads, if you do a Google search, it's not supposed to ever put ads first.
Yeah.
So what's happening now, ads just get integrated. They get integrated into Twitter threads and everything else. They get integrated, but they don't get priority in a search. Why were they getting priority in a Google search? Because they were ads camouflaged as articles with Google's approval, with Google's endorsement, with Googling enabling it to happen. That's what happened here. You had Kamala Harris, her campaign, disguising her ads, her campaign ads, as articles. So when Will goes, you know what? I want to Google Trump shooting. It comes up with a Kamala ad about the shooting that has an AP address on it. So it looks like an AP article, but it's actually a Kamala Harris campaign ad denigrating Donald Trump shooting. And that's all been endorsed and enabled by Google. That's the problem here. That's the problem. You know, again, what are we going to do? Parallel society. We have to have another Google. I wish DuckDuckGo would drop its DEI bullcrap and its hate speech or whatever they acquiesce to that they won't allow on their platform because they were a viable option. I wish Bing would rise. Somebody would rise. Right now, there's not a whole lot of options to Google. But I mean, you can't. I don't use Google whenever possible. I don't use Google. I use DuckDuckGo. But DuckDuckGo acquiesced to pressure on hate speech and all that garbage. The same. They basically tried to parlor DuckDuckGo by saying, you know what? And Aaron, jump in on the tech part here.
Yep.
But they tried to pull DuckDuckGo down if they didn't acquiesce to their hate speech. Online legislation, their online hate speech policies,
yep.
Or they were going to remove them from having a platform or whatever you call it.
The app stores.
Remove you from the app stores.
Yep.
Okay, and it's the same thing they did with Parler. So Parler couldn't survive without being on the app. That's why Andrew Torba at Gab has to constantly raise money because he's not on the app store. So you can't go on the app store and just type in Gab and download it like you can. Yep. That's why Rumble has their own. Rumble isn't dependent on that. Rumble has their own server farms. I mean, they're still on the App Store and all those things, but you can actually, they're more powerful.
Yeah.
But Parler at the time, they didn't see it coming. At the time, nobody did. At the time, I remember, I've told you this a dozen times, but I had more people on my first or second or third, I can't remember what, but my first week of podcasting than I do right now. Mm-hmm. More people were there than I had right now, but we got banned off of Facebook, banned off of YouTube. All right, so... And that's what they do. They just ban you. They just take you down. And you're like, well, I'll just have another. There are no. Listen, the sad thing is, and I have the greatest audience in the world. You guys are very, very faithful. But a lot of people, if you take away YouTube, they forget about you. So you've got to have a parallel economy where there is our version of Google.
Yeah.
Or by just so everybody knows, we aren't going to win if we don't.
Yep.
We're going to lose. I mean, you didn't understand something. Like, I try to stay off of YouTube as much as I possibly can. I do use it for pulling up, like, preaching, the various preachers I watch and things like that. But whenever possible, I stay off of it but it's such a ginormous platform. And we love Rumble because it's got 10 or 15 million people on it. I love Rumble, love Pavlovsky, constantly under attack. But right now, Rumble doesn't even compare to YouTube. YouTube is huge. That's why we have to all be switching over to Rumble, using Rumble whenever we possibly can, and have a parallel economy. And I know that that gets to be very difficult for people because we're all married to certain stores or whatever. But listen, wherever you can, patronize the people. Probably think I'm about to do an ad right now. I'm not. Patronize the people that don't hate you.
Yep.
If you can, get your mobile phone somewhere else. If you can get, like, I remember Aaron trying to get, like, Patriot Mobile, and it was like a 3-year wait or something. It was like, it wasn't 3 years, but it was a long wait to get on there. It was like your Patriot phone or whatever.
Yeah, Freedom Phone.
Freedom Phone. Yeah. It was like this giant wait. Man, I don't want to denigrate Patriot Mobile. They're awesome. And I need to switch to Patriot Mobile myself at some point here. But anyway, so I don't want to digress any more into that. But Google, just a bunch of hucksters. All right, Western Lensman video, new Florida AG Ashley Moody rips Kamala for trying to act tough on the border. At least get the stats from tonight. Get all of these stats from tonight. At least 99 illegals on the terrorist watch list. So I'm not going to keep calling them 99 illegals on the terrorist watch list. I'll call them what they are. 99 terrorists have been processed and released. Now, you remember that video from the pregame. If you watched the pregame, Susan Wright was attributing every last Biden policy to Kamala Harris. Susan Wright and Ron Klain and Barack Hussein Obama have been running the United States for the last 3 years and 8 months. So Susan Rice has been, remember, she was the Benghazi bold-faced freaking liar. Remember her? So, and it's been Obama acolyte for generations. She's been the president of the United States over the last 3 years and 3 months, 3 years and 8 months. She just attributed all of Joe Biden's quote unquote accomplishments to Kamala Harris. So the 99 illegal terrorists that were, quote, processed and released. So they were processed. So they actually found out they were on the terrorist watch list. They did go, oh, you know what? Muhammad Al-Sayev. Oh, yeah, you're on the terrorist watch list. Processed and released. And by the way, they have no idea where any of these people are now.
Of course.
I mean, can you imagine? You're like, it's almost like it's on purpose. That's because it is on purpose.
Yep.
There is a global cabal to eliminate the United States of America, and the DNC and the Democratic Party, the Biden administration, are complicit in it. Here's Ashley Moody. Play for me.
Almost 400 on the terrorist watch list encountered by this administration because of the failed stemming of that tide by Kamala Harris, compared to 11, by the way, under the Trump administration. But here's the most terrifying news that no one is picking up on, that we finally, finally have an admission from them. They have released, after coming in contact with these people, 199, almost 100, could be more now, because this was through 2023, to roam our interior.
Yeah.
And here is the most frustrating part as an attorney general in a state where we know suspected terrorists have been before when tragedies have happened in this country. They are not communicating. When they realize they've released these almost 100 terrorists to roam our communities, they are not telling law enforcement in the states that they have done so. There is no communication. I've confirmed that with our law enforcement. And Americans need to know, whether you title yourself the border czar or not, they have released into our interior, and they are now roaming. We have no idea how many that they have tracked down.
Attorney General, not only are they being released, which is the worst part, but local communities aren't even being given a heads up, which is outrageous. Also outrageous, the House Judiciary Committee released a report that found that in one case, 8 Tajik nationals were arrested June of this year for potential ISIS ties. 3 of those migrants were released into the country via the CBP1 phone app. So it's not like these people are evading Border Patrol. They're not gotaways. They are literally on their cell phones signing up to enter the country, and they are being welcomed in.
Yeah, so these people that we are on the suspected terrorist watch list, they're being encountered. They're being processed. They're being handed a paper by Border Patrol that says, hey, go report when you make it in your state. And that date that they're supposed to report could be 8 or 10 years out from now. But let me just tell you, they are also signing up on this, what I would argue is an illegal app, and they're not being vetted and stopped there. And so, you know, this is the greatest fraud of all time, where you have somebody that wants to be the commander in chief, Kamala Harris, wants to be in charge of national security. And now she's having to admit to the American people, oh, yeah, we've released almost 100 people on the terrorist watch list into your country. We have no idea where they are. And those that we've told to report to certain states, we haven't even told law enforcement. Wow. So, hey, trust me, I want to be your commander in chief and protect you and your security.
So from Ashley Moody, that's the AG for the state of Florida. Welcome. You know, welcome to the war, Ashley. We need a lot more out of you. Like, you can sue the Biden administration if any of these people ever show up. I expect you to do that, like Ken Paxton does, like Andrew Bailey does out of Missouri, Paxton out of Texas. Ashley, let's get some guts now. Welcome to the party, pal. Die hard, remember? Let's start suing these people. Not just talking about it on Fox News. Let's start suing people like Paxton and like Bailey. So at a bare minimum, Ashley Moody talking here, there are 100 known potential terrorists roaming the interior of the United States who have been encountered. They've been encountered. How did we know that they were on the terrorist watch list and that they were approved to go into the country? Because they were processed, and it was made known at the moment of processing that they come from the terrorist watch list. That's how we know that they're in the country. So the CBP, DHS, under Alejandro Mayorkas, processed these people, checked marked that they were on the terrorist watch list, and now let them roam into the country as if they want to have Americans killed. As if they want that. I mean, it certainly seems like they want it with 107,000 fentanyl deaths per year, the rapes and everything else, the CBP One app, phone app. Remember, 500,000 people that Joe Biden has signed up on an app in their countries of origin, fly them into the country, and they're not, and when they fly them in, they don't count as border statistics coming across the southern border. Three of these terrorists were on the CBP One app that were flown into the country. We know about the story we played last night where the 15-year-old was raped by a CBP-1 phone app migrant. And now the CBP-1 app has been shut down because of mass corruption. And look at all the victims in the wake, all of the rapes, all of the murders. And just wait till we get to the UK and Malcolm Roberts, actually from Australian Parliament, addressing the rape statistics inside of the UK. Wait till you hear there. We'll be there in just a minute. All right, let's go to the next one. Rep. Nancy Mace tweet. At VP Harris just pitched a communist-style price control scheme as her fix for inflation mess she created. Now, again, I quote this. There would be no problems for politicians to solve if it wasn't for politicians causing problems. So the reason why we have a mass increase in prices, i.e. hyperinflation, 30, 40, 50% increases in grocery prices, 30, 40, 50% increases in gas prices, over $8 a gallon, and $7, $8 a gallon in California right now, depending on where refineries are located and various other things, because we haven't built a refinery in 30 years. 30 years we haven't built a refinery. Amazing. But the reason why we have high prices is because we have so many dollars chasing so few goods. It's called hyperinflation. It's printing money. 40 to 50% of our current currency was printed under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So that's why. And she's saying it's price gouging. It's price gouging from these grocery stores. It's price gouging from Kroger's and Publix. They're price gouging it. Is any of that true? So she's come up with a governmental scheme where she will force prices. How has that worked with our medical industry so far? And that worked great because that's what they do under our medical industry, which is like the second largest or first largest industry in the United States of America, is our medical industry, totally under control of a giant government vice, which controls the amount that people can spend. It controls what procedures people can get to some degree, and it controls prices. It's an absolute hemorrhaging disaster area. One of the finest medical systems on the planet is now becoming second or third rate under the Harris-Biden administration, because it is all Obama. It's a Freudian slip. It's all in the back of my mind. So let's go to the next one. Well, Jared Walczak tweet. So let's look. Is she right? She says that the reason why your grocery prices are up 50, 60%, and people always say 30%. It's bullcrap. They're not up 30%. A lot of our food is doubled in price. I mean, look at a carton of eggs. It's not up 30%. It's not 40%. It's up like 150%. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute joke. When Kamala cites price gouging, so now she's going to cite a problem that doesn't exist and then bring in her totalitarian solution to the problem that doesn't exist. That is the globalist leftist modus operandi. These are the industry profit margins she is railing about. So look at the dates, shall we? Let's look. Look at the bottom one is the people that she wants to control. That's the bottom one. Groceries operate in a margin of 1% to 2% profit, and that never changed. The only time it changed was in 2020. And then they went up to a burgeoning 3%. You'll see it if you watch the post game with the older millennial video. He illustrates it perfectly. But during COVID, grocery prices went, they made a profit because everybody was locked down and people were eating more and getting fatter, which makes you more susceptible to COVID. Just like staying in your home makes you more susceptible to COVID. Just like wearing a mask makes you more susceptible to COVID. Just like taking their vaccines makes you more susceptible to COVID. In other words, causing the problem than offering you their ridiculous solutions that actually exacerbate the problem that doesn't exist. There you go. So that's it right there. That's 2023. 23 just ended 8 months ago. There we are. They were operating. This is what she wants to control. So the highest it's been under the Biden administration is a 2.5% profit margin. Would you even run a business? Any of my business owners in the chat, would you run a business if you only made 2.5%? And now the government wants to come in and what? Lower it to what? It's right now 1.2%. She's going to lower it to 0.08%, the DUI rate? Is that what she's going to do? Blow the alcohol level for DUI, 0.08% in the state of Florida? Is that what she's going to do? How are you going to control it? I mean, I can't believe anybody can even be a Democrat. How can you be a Democrat? How can you be any of these people? And by the way, what I'm doing now is I'm boycotting all these Democratic Party pundits on Twitter because all you do is generate business for them mm-hmm. when we put stuff up. All my various ramblings, I come up with all sorts of things. I do like a paragraph or whatever. Useless. All I do is give Krasenstein another stat. And when he gets stats, he gets paid by Act Blue.
Yep.
So I'm just not paying attention to these idiots anymore. How can you possibly be a Democrat? When your candidate for president wants to control prices over a business that's making 1.2%, that would be like them trying to control prices at 7-Eleven where they for gas sales at 7-Eleven where they actually lose money. The only money 7-Eleven makes is the food sales inside and the drink sales inside. Mm-hmm. They lose billions on gas. But they make billions on food sales, but their profit margin is tiny. And the government's going to come in and regulate a tiny profit margin? And you think that that's going to lower food prices? How could you lower them anymore when they're only making 1%? How could you lower them anymore?
Yeah.
So they're making 1%. So this just makes a carton of eggs, you know, say it costs, you know, $5. So 1%. Of $5 is what? 5 cents? So what are you gonna do? Lower it? you're gonna make it $4.95? Idiocy. How are you a Democrat? How can anybody be a Democrat? I mean, they sit there, day one in the office, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna start legislating against price gouging. I'm going to have policies that control price gouging. I'm going to bring in socialistic totalitarianism to control pricing in the grocery. Control it how? Did any of the idiots that are shouting, yay, Kamala, oh, Kamala, are any of the idiots ever even bother to understand what they're cheering about? Listen, there's the difference between you and me and the Kamala Harris Tim Walz people, is that you and I, if Trump said something stupid, we all acknowledge it's stupid. The other day, he came out and said stupid stuff again about ventilators and vaccines. Okay, and people are just like putting this on Twitter, you know, hand palm to face. You know, he doesn't do it very often, but I hate it every time he does it. But he's always very clear. Nobody's mandating squat or anything like that, which is fine. But we all acknowledge that's stupid. They don't even know, but you know, they have absolutely no idea because people are destroyed for lack of Hosea 4:6 knowledge. There's no price gouging going on. It's hyperinflation. It's printed money. I mean, listen, folks, we've been in existence since 1776. Constitution was written and ratified in 1788. We've been a country for that long. We've had an economy for that long. Think about all of those years. And 40 to 50% of our currency was printed in the last 3 years and 8 months. 1776,
wild.
2024, and half of our currency, about 44% of our currency, was printed under the Biden administration. And she's going to say it's price gouging. And all the idiot Democrats, oh, yay, she's going to lower. How is she going to lower your prices at a 1.2% margin? The only way to lower prices at a 1.2% margin is to close the business.
Yep.
And then I guess a bunch of people, and that's what's happening in every black neighborhood in America now. Democratic policies are causing all those businesses to get the heck out of Dodge and run everybody into further government-endorsed, government-caused slavery. All right, let's go on to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. All right, Ryan James Gerdusky. The Washington Post slaps down Tim Walz's lie that J.D. Vance never supported pro-worker bills. He earns four... Look at the bold... Look at the date on this now. Today's 15th still, right, Aaron?
Yes.
15. So this is from today. So the Washington Post, which couldn't be any more Pravda, Goebbels, or Mockingbird, it's so bad. That's the whole thing. When things are so bad, like Trump getting shot in the face, the media actually has to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how bad it is at that point. You know that it's so ridiculous that even the Pravda, Goebbels media has to, so that they have at least a small microscopic tinge of credibility. Well, they're forced into covering it. Here, you same thing. When J.D. Vance, when Walz comes out and says that J.D. Vance never supported any pro-worker bills, they're all there on the bottom. He gets four Pinocchios, the biggest lie you can tell from Goebbels themselves. J.D. Vance absolutely supported pro-worker bills. The new MAGA party, we are the party of the blue-collar worker. I'm blue-collar my whole life. 25 years pushing a police car around. 25 years, blue collar. We are the blue collar party. And listen, all the white collars are welcome in here too. And anybody, any other collar, we could care less.
Yep.
But J.D. Vance is definitely, definitively pushed forward pro-worker bills. And Walz comes out. Now, Walz, again, the man who is now, documented, we don't know how many times, has said that he was a command sergeant major over and over and over again. And I've decided to promote myself, by the way. I've told you, I was deputy sheriff right here. I'm sitting in Sarasota County, Florida, for 25 years, 1992, 2017, 25 years in a day. I retired as a sergeant, but I've decided to be like Tim Walz. I've decided, you know what? I'm just going to promote myself. I was the sheriff. That's it. I'm the sheriff. You can call Sheriff Tom the whole time. My boss was actually Sheriff Tom. Sheriff Tom Knight.
Yeah,
but I'm like, you know, I've just decided who's going to, I mean, that's the Democrat. Those are the new rules, right? You just promote yourself because he's called himself a command sergeant major now over and over and over again. And see, those aren't lies. Like you said that it was Wednesday, but it was actually Thursday because you didn't realize that, you know, that those are just, they're not even lies. They're just misstatements. Those are not misstatements over and over and over again. You're assigning yourself a rank. And you're saying that you fought in combat. You carried weapons of war and war. You said that you were standing on the tarmac at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan watching dead Americans be loaded onto a plane and it riveted your soul. The pathological nature of Tim Walz's lies are galactic. And here's the thing. If you're going to be a galactic liar, you might not want to call other people galactic liars. You might not want to call anybody any sort of liar at all. Can't believe it's 9:44 already. All right, go to the next one for me. All right, so here's the thing. Let's off of nice little break. You know, every day more and more comes out about Kamala Walz. You know, the Kamala Walz, Harris Walz. You know, I remember that, but it sounds just like Harry Balls, Harris Walz. Okay, there you go. That's how it's easy to remember. Because I just keep getting lost in Obama because Obama's running the show along with Susan Rice and Ron Klain. But anyway, more from the shooting. Now the Secret Service is really stepping up. Ever since the shooting, I mean, they're stepping up. You're like, Tom, I sense a tinge of sarcasm. Yeah, you should. They're really stepping up. Mario Nofal video, Secret Service agent, reportedly abandoned post to breastfeed before the Trump rally. You know what? You sit there and you have a protectee, the man most likely, according to Vegas odds, to be the president of the United States. And you let him get shot in the face. You think, you know what? We're going to tighten down our game. You know, I mean, I've gotten in trouble before with employers, gotten in some trouble. I mean, you'd be shocked by that because I appear to be fairly easy to get along with. But I've had some controversies. Like, I mean, I'm a pretty combative person. So I've gotten some trouble. All right. I've gotten some trouble. You know, when I've gotten in some trouble and I knew that maybe I was on the verge of getting fired or on the verge of being reprimanded or disciplined, I back it down a notch and kind of disappear. You know, I mean, you kind of like back it down. Now, if I had to make a stand, I'll make a stand, which is what got me in a lot of trouble to begin with. But anyway, sometimes right, sometimes wrong. But anyway, sometimes my stands were not accurate. But anyway, but I was making a stand. But anyway, you think you'd like tighten down your game after you get Donald Trump shot in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that it was an insider plot and the Secret Service was part of that plot. We all know that. I mean, that's, but you think you'd want to cover it up for a while. At least you'd want to appear that you've tightened it down. That's really all that matters to Ronald Rowe, the new director or interim director of the Secret Service. You'd think that Rutrow would want to at least have the appearance of tightening it down. But no, there's a woman who's breastfeeding at a Trump rally. You're like, Tom, what's the problem with that? Folks, you don't have like women in combat taking a break from the front lines to go back and breastfeed. Where's the kid at? I don't know. Women should not be on the front lines of any battlefield anyway. No. I'm just saying that's just safer that you did because this is what this is. Okay. Cop for 25 years. Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. Google it right now. You'll see my bona fides. All right. You're a cop and you're driving. You're a female cop and you're driving around with your kid in the car seat in the back so you can breastfeed every couple hours on patrol with firearms in your car and you're arresting people. Okay. Secret Service is a federal law enforcement agency and the woman somehow had her baby at the arena. Sneaks off into a back room and is breastfeeding. You know what you can do? It's called breast pumping, idiot. You pump your breasts and your kids can still be fed your breast milk, you stupid moron. But that's our Secret Service. All right, here we go. Mario Nafal video, play for me, Will.
The Secret Service detail that's guarding former President Donald Trump. So this coming from Real Clear Politics reporting that a female Secret Service agent abandoned her post in North Carolina to breastfeed her baby during Trump's visit yesterday to the Tar Heel State. The report says about 5 minutes before Trump's motorcade arrived, the site agent who manages security for the entire event did a final sweep of the location.
And while walking the route, the site agent reportedly found the Secret Service special agent in question breastfeeding with two other family members present in a room that's supposed to be set aside for official business like an emergency involving the president. The report says the special agent did not have permission to leave her post and gave no warning prior to the event that she needed personal time. Working Secret Service agents are prohibited from bringing children or any family members for that matter on a protective assignment.
And here's the response I just received from the U.S. Secret Service spokesperson. It is saying all employees of the U.S. Secret Service are held to the highest standards. While there was no impact to the North Carolina event, the specifics of this incident are being examined. Given this is a personnel matter, we are not in a position to comment further.
So the response from Ronald Rowe. Of course, he was the number two under Kim Cheadle, who was in charge, and Ronald Rowe was also in charge of personnel allocations that were not given to the Trump campaign after numerous requests, one right after another, which he lied under oath about. Ronald Rowe is saying that there was no impact. So you have a woman who leaves her post without permission, deserts her post. How would that go in the Marine Corps, Will? If you desert your post without permission,
you get some trouble.
Oh yeah, but you might even be dishonorably discharged.
Somebody get killed.
Yeah, and right, people die.
Court martialed.
That's weird. That's weird. Yeah, people die. Yeah, people could die. Oh, is this not a Secret Service operation? Secret Service protective operation? Is it not? People could die. She leaves her post. Nobody knows she's gone, and the person doing the site examination, the agent in charge, was doing a walk around to make sure everything was secure. Found there's a missing post. Hey, wonder where breastfeeding Secret Service agent is. Oh, she's back in a room with two of her family members breastfeeding. And Ronald Rowe's response to it is, well, at least there's no impact to the event. Oh, that's how people get shot in the face, you stupid idiot. Mm-hmm. That's been going on now for decades at the Secret Service. They get away with things. They keep over and over again rolling the dice. And we just keep getting away with it. And Dan Bongino says this, 12 years in the Secret Service. He says, as far as their technology operations, this was the quote coming out of the Secret Service. He would go, yesterday's technology for tomorrow.
Great.
That's how the Secret Service operates. We're using yesterday's technology tomorrow.
Great.
That's where the Secret Service is at. So the response of the Secret Service is, yes, we have a woman who left her post without permission, breastfeeding in a back room that's designated for Donald Trump. She's breastfeeding in a room designated for Donald Trump, supposed to be for him. Left her post so anybody could, another crooks could have just walked right by breastfeeder woman because she's not at her post. And his response is, at least there was no impact. That's what they were. That's what the people that weren't in the know in the assassination attempt on J-13. That's what their response was going to be too. Well, yeah, Crooks got through, but at least he missed. No impact. And one spokesman for the Secret Service actually called it a successful operation because they saved the life of Donald Trump. When you had one person shot in the head and killed, and two other people grievously wounded, and Donald Trump shot in the ear. He called it a successful operation because at least they secured the protectee. At least they kept the protectee safe. All right, now the title of this podcast that I'm getting to at 9:51. Supposed to have 9 minutes left. I'm going to go a little bit over time. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. I mean, right, no more than 10:05.
Yeah.
All right, 10:07 max. 10:08, 9, 10:30 max. All right, that's the thing. So I just have to show you this because I've been trying to get to this now for almost 2 weeks. And I may skip around. I've already warned Will. I'm going to skip around on it because I know a lot of you already know about the dystopian nightmare that the United Kingdom, which is our mother nation, is gone.
Yep.
It's gone. Canada's gone. It's gone. Like a lot of people say, you know what? If Trump doesn't get elected, I'm going to move. You got some options out there. Maybe Costa Rica, Hungary, Viktor Orban. You know, maybe that's about it. Because Canada's gone. The UK is gone. It's over now. You will be arrested for speech there. That's it. And I'm going to show you how this links to America also. This Malcolm Roberts video. Is the UK sliding into dystopia, watching the sad events currently underway? Listen to this, about a 45-second video. Listen to Malcolm Roberts. He is a MP out of Australia, which the UK is also the mother country of Australia. Australia used to be a prison colony. But listen to these statistics. Play for me, Will.
Over the last 10 years, according to the UK Statistics Office, assault with grievous bodily harm is up 100%, doubled. Assault with an injury is up 80%, almost doubled. Rape of an adult female up 370%, almost five times. Rape of a minor is up 100%. In fact, the conviction rate of rapists in the UK is currently 5%. And not all of those even go to jail. Only last week, a migrant was given a suspended sentence for raping a 13-year-old British girl. The court accepted his defence that he did not know an adult raping a child was against the law in the UK. Imagine being that parent, that child's parents. Imagine being that child.
All right, now let's go back because I missed all the stats because we were all talking to each other here and Will was coughing. You did good. You weren't really in the mic, but it was so loud I couldn't hear. But anyway, go back, play that side by side, guys. Let the volume go because I want to catch those stats. So just do it side by side.
Statistics Office. Assault with grievous bodily harm is up 100%, doubled. Assault with an injury is up 80%, almost doubled. Rape of an adult female up 370%, almost five times. Rape of a minor is up 100%. In fact, the conviction rate of rapists in the UK is currently 5%. And not all of those even go to jail. Only last week, a migrant was given a suspended sentence.
Back to me. So there you go. I wanted to make sure everybody got those stats. Assault without an injury is up 100%.
Crazy.
Assault with injuries, only up 80%. I wonder why that is. Is it the Muslim invaders? Yes, it is. And it's amazing that if you are, if you know how to more appropriately communicate this, send me messages. Because I honestly, and Aaron and Will, jump in. Here's the thing. How is it possible that you sit there as a UK citizen and you will not accept the reality that the assault rate is up 80%, 100%, assault rate with injuries up 80%, your adult female rape rate is up, get this now, Everybody in this room's married. 370%. So the odds of your wife getting raped in the UK is up 370 times what it used to be.
That's crazy.
The rape of minors is up 100%. And the conviction rates for the rapists are 5%. So how is it that you're a UK citizen and you can just sit there in oblivion and still say, I'm not a racist, I'm pro-Muslim, I'm not xenophobic, I'm pro-Muslim? How can you be like that?
Yeah.
Watching your women get raped by Muslims. When did who's raping them? Are the Irish raping them? Listen, here's the thing. Are the black UK citizens raping? No. Are the white UK citizens? No. Are the Sikh, S-I-K-H, right, Aaron? Is that right? Sikh.
S-I-K-H, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Sikh members of the UK that are citizens, are they raping these kids and these women? No. The Muslims are. The one kid, the kid that just got exonerated, got released on like $500 bail or completely exonerated, can't remember which, covered it, but now I can't remember. Got released from the court because he said he raped a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Muslim raped a 13-year-old. He got out of it because he didn't know it was against the law. That's what he said.
Oh.
How is it that you can be a UK citizen and have any sense of human dignity, have any sense of human integrity, and let this happen? How do you let this happen? And Aaron and I and Will, we have played the videos, and I'm not just talking about the UK, European videos, of men sitting there watching women be dragged into alleys to be sexually assaulted and do nothing with their dad bods just sitting there.
Yep.
How is that? How can you even sleep at night? There's not one person, 986 people watching, and the five people in this room, there is nobody in this audience right now, which includes me, that would ever allow that to happen. If anybody was being raped right in front of me, it's on, baby. It's on. I mean, what in the world? How can you? And then it's politically, because there's all kinds, just like in the United States, what was it, 3% of the population actually participated in the Revolutionary War? Is that right?
Yeah, something like
Something like that.
Yep.
So you have all these cuckboy men. See, I almost made it through the entire show. That was my goal, make it through without cuckboy or semen tonight about Tim Walz.
There's both.
And horse semen. You know, I wanted to make it. Still, I want to count that. But how can you be such a little cuckboy that what's most important to you is the approval of people who are progressive leftists, that you get their stamp of approval because you say all the right things and you allow all the things that they want you to allow? How can that be important to you as a man? I'm just picking on men right now. Women, same thing. I'm just saying. How can you when you have these rape rates like this? How can you feel good about yourself when the most important thing to you is saying the right politically approved thing, the politically correct thing? Well, you know, not all Muslims are rapists. Nobody said they were, but it's obviously a freaking problem. Isn't that a problem when your rape rate is up just a mere 370% since you've allowed mass Muslim migration? And there's a great breakdown of this from Alex Jones about how it gets to this place. Because you're allowing people in this country with absolutely no moral center at all. And by the way, we're no better. 15,000 people a day. We're just so much bigger, it hasn't touched them yet. When all of these cuck boys, if they were the victims of sexual assault themselves, which sometimes, especially boys, are also victims of Muslim sexual assault.
Oh, yeah.
When finally it lands on your doorstep, will you wake up, or is it just like the vaccinated community when they had their family members dropping dead and they go get another vaccination? Living in just such dystopian delusion is beyond me. It's not about right or left. Right or left is really about. I'm not going to say there aren't important things about being right or left, but when it comes down to death and rape and dying of vaccines, you might want to just drop about what, you know, that you're anti-MAGA when your family's dropping dead of the vaccine or your kids are being raped from Muslim migration that your party allowed to happen. in that country. It's the Labor Party, but also it's also the Tory Party, which is as useless as our Republican Party. And I'm a Republican. Radio Genoa video, finally. All right, here, now you're wondering how this could happen? Well, here's the British police celebrating with Muslims. Play for me. So you're wondering, how could your rape rate go up 370% for adult women, 100% with minors, because you have the police celebrating with rapists?
Yep.
Right there. There it is. They're celebrating. Aren't you supposed to remove illegal migrants out of your country? Isn't that the whole idea? But no, all these cops, these cuckboy cops, they all want to make sure they get the check mark that they're approved by the WEF, that they're approved from the Labor Party. They're approved by the leftists. Oh, you're so tolerant. Oh, we just love your compassion. You're so open-minded. You're just so open-minded. Look at you. Look at you roar. What a bunch of pathetic little cuckboys. Yeah, see, five times. I made it all the way to 957 without saying cuck, and now I'm five times in. All right, here we go. Ian Miles Chong video. Cultural enrichment in Belgium. If you show this video right here in the UK, as a matter of fact, just side by side it. Whenever you guys can, don't worry about it. So if you show this video of a Belgium citizen being absolutely brutally, in my opinion, attempted murdered.
Yeah.
By these men, brutally assaulted by these men. If you show this in the UK, you don't even have to attach any verbiage to it. You're like, Tom, this is an exaggeration. It's not. It's not an exaggeration. You show this in the UK, you will be arrested for hate speech. You'll be arrested for unapproved speech if you show this in the UK.
Yep.
On your Facebook page, on your Twitter page. No matter, you will be arrested. Again, credit Ian Miles Chong video. Let's go to the next one. And wokeness tweet, just want you to know, blasphemy laws are officially back. Sudden man, this is in the UK. UK is gone. It's from The Guardian, from the UK. Sudden man, 61, who chanted, "Who the F is Allah?" He's jailed for 18 months. So 61-year-old man's not going to come out of prison until he's 63 because he said, "Who the F is Allah?" You're like, This can't be. It is. Look at the date on the bottom. It's absolutely the case. Absolutely the case. This is what's going on in the UK right now. And if it's happening in the UK, watch out for it happening here. Go to the next one for me, Will. Oh, Michigan. Rodney Howard Brown tweet. Michigan's Democratic AG threatens to prosecute women over misleading social media posts. Misleading according to her. So if I say socialism sucks, because she's a socialist, that's misleading to her, so I'll be arrested. Whatever's happening in the UK, watch it. It'll go to blue states first, i.e. Michigan, which really isn't blue. It's just Detroit blue. And a few other little spots like Flint. It's basically Detroit blue. Maybe Lansing, places like that. But anyway, here it is. People are always like, it's just UK. No, it's not just UK. It's here too. Go to the next one for me. Merch video. Prime Minister of UK, I love this, Keir Starmer, Labour Party Prime Minister, gets kicked out of a pub. I love it. Play it for me.
That man is not allowed in my pub. It's no law. I'm not going to physically hurt him. That man. That's assault. I am not bothering you. I am not bothering him. That man is not allowed in my pub. Get out of my pub. Go on. Get out of my pub. Thank you.
That is what you do when you have an increase of 100% in assaults, 80% of assaults with injuries, a 370% increase in rapes for adult women, and a 100% increase amongst minor women or minor girls being raped. That's how you treat the person who caused all of that to happen, the person who legislated all that into reality, the persons whose policies caused all of these rapes and all of these assaults. That's what you do. Get out of here, Keir Starmer. You know why? Keir doesn't have to worry about his wife being raped because she's surrounded by armed security 24/7, and his daughters and everybody else, who I don't know if he has daughters. I'm just saying if he does, he doesn't have to worry about it. Just like none of these Muslims. Why do we have one of the reasons why we have hyperinflation in this country is because we're printing billions and billions and billions of dollars and giving them to illegal border invaders which causes a lot more money to be chasing a lot fewer goods, that doesn't matter even to the minor, to the migrant. It certainly doesn't matter to the people who initiated those policies, but it doesn't even matter to the migrant because they're getting free money. It matters to Aaron. It matters to Will. Yep. It matters to me because we're paying all the bills. Why would it matter to a migrant who's getting $13,000 a month? Why would it matter? Why would it matter if they're living in a five-star hotel and getting $5,000-$6,000 a month for food and other things? Why would inflation matter to them? It's all free. Why would it matter? See, none of it matters unless it personally affects you. Keir Starmer doesn't care because his wife hasn't been raped yet.
Yep.
His daughter hasn't been raped yet. He hasn't been assaulted yet. I'll bet you it would change if he got that video that we played earlier when he had those illegals mugging and assaulting the Belgium citizen. I bet you it would change. I bet you old Keir might change if he was assaulted by five men at one time.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care when it's happening to anybody else but himself. He doesn't care that it's happening to his citizens. Matter of fact, he does the exact opposite. For the people, for the Muslim violent criminals, violent felons, kid gloves, baby. You know, nothing happens. But if you dare defend yourself or you dare just post, you post an actual event, a true event. Muslims beating up a white man. Muslims beating up a black man. If you post that in the UK, Keir Starmer will arrest you. But he doesn't arrest the people who did the beating. That's the globalist left, by the way. Well, speaking of globalist left, and wokeness video, Met Police Commissioner Mark Rawley threatens to extradite and imprison Americans over online posts. Play it for me.
We will throw the false force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen some high-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard, maybe in a different country?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we'll come after those individuals just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the yobs who are causing the problems for communities.
Does Mark Rawley even think about what he's saying? Has he ever read a history book in his life that nobody who arrests people for speech are ever on the right side of history?
Right.
Nobody who persecutes people for speech is ever on the right side of history. How are you suddenly righteous when you're doing what Hitler did? When you're doing what Mao did? When you're doing what Stalin did? How does it suddenly righteous now? It's just like the argument for socialism. We're going to do socialism right. It can never be done right. It is fatally flawed. It can never be done right. Mm-hmm. You can never take a ship with giant holes in it and send it out to sea. It doesn't work. It'll never float. How is somebody so delusional like Mark Rawley, where he's thinking, yo, if you're a keyboard warrior, that doesn't spare you from the consequences of the law. Mark, you're arresting people for talking. Mm-hmm. How do you think that this is going to end for you? And if nobody ever thinks about it, you know, that all those cops are arresting people for not standing 6 feet apart, not wearing a mask, which, by the way, earlier, I forgot to say it. I can't believe I forgot to say it. But when Keir Starmer, current Prime Minister of the UK, when he got kicked out of that pub, why is he wearing a mask? what's he doing with a mask on outside in 2024? Because it's all an agenda. It's a swastika, folks. The mask is a swastika. It's a swastika. It is an oath of allegiance to the globalist left, where you're saying, I'm on board. I know it makes no sense. And that actually makes it that oath. I know that it makes absolutely no sense that I'm wearing a mask in August of 2024 outside, but the idiocy shows you just how loyal I am that I'm willing to do something so stupid. Shows you how loyal I am. But I just can't imagine. Mark Rawley, do you not realize that if you ever say anything, if you institutionalize these laws, And then you have somebody who is your political and ideological opponent is now in power. Whatever you say will get you arrested. How do you not see it? If we did the same thing, imagine this now. If we took power and we said, you know what, anything that offends us, you're going to be arrested for it. So anybody who's pro-choice, arrested. I'm not talking about that you even got an abortion. You're just pro-choice. Arrested. Whatever it may be. If you post something I don't like, arrested. You say anything anti-Jesus, you're arrested. I find that offensive. How do you not see it with these people? Aaron, help me understand. Can't you? Can you help me understand?
No.
There's some areas of life Aaron's wiser than me. He stays out of trouble way better than I do.
Not with this, though.
He can't explain it.
No.
All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Shia Raycheck tweet. Always depend on lives of TikTok, Shia Raycheck. This person's in charge. I just leave it right here. That person's in charge. Quiet, Will. Let's like show some respect, Will.
Mental
Everybody
disorder.
Everybody see my shirt tonight, by the way? You're right. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to make sure you saw it. People are asking, well, not people. One person asked about my shirt last night, and I can't see it because of the mic. But this person right here, that's Deputy Chief Constable Rachel Swan. I think that's a woman.
Are we sure that's her title?
Yeah.
She's not giving herself an upgraded title?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. It could be. She
like
could
Harry
be Chief Sergeant Major. Yeah. So this person decides whether or not people go free for their speech.
Lovely.
Right there. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. All right, concerned citizens video. Now, you won't hear the first, you won't hear the question because it got cut off before that and wasn't me that cut it. It's the person who made the video. Concerned citizen video. This woman is asked, should Great Britain ban social media? Play it for me, Will.
I think so. I think we should stop it. It's only a temporary measure in order to limit the spread of inflammatory information, misinformation as well. Mm-hmm. Across the United Kingdom at this point. And I think we should focus on keeping people safe and communities safe as well. So my point is just...
Famous last words of all totalitarians. Don't worry, it's only temporary. Joe Biden, I'm never going to mandate the vaccination. Right before he mandated the vaccination. Barack Obama, if you like your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. No, you don't get to keep your doctor after all. Famous last words of all totalitarianism is, you know what? It's all voluntary. It's voluntary. And it won't be mandated. That's what they're saying about the biometric ID inside of Australia right now, while they make Australia a cashless society, so you won't have any access to your money without biometric ID. But don't worry, the biometric ID is just voluntary. And it's probably only temporary. All right, let's go to the next one. Come on, over here. Go. There you go. I just have somebody off camera. She doesn't know the rules yet. Doesn't know the rules yet. Can't have feet like right in my, I can't explain it right now, but in the foreground, there's just different. I have a different viewpoint than all of you. So anyway, here's the numbers. Arrest, and I know everybody's already seen this, but I wanted you to actually see it physically. Arrest for social media posts. Russia, this is all for 2023. Russia made 411 arrests for social media posts. The UK, 3,300. So the UK made basically 3,000 more social media arrests than Russia. Now, the UK, keep this up, the UK is funding the Ukraine war because they're fighting Russia's totalitarianism. Now Ukraine is a totalitarian autocracy under Volodymyr Zelensky, and so is Russia. But somehow the UK, this beacon of democracy, is empowering Ukraine to fight, empowering the totalitarian regime of Ukraine to fight the totalitarian regime in Russia in the name of democracy when they're not even close to the democracy that Russia is. Russia's not making arrests for what you say. The UK is. Oh, Tom's pro-Putin. Did I say it was pro-Putin?
Nope.
I just said, you know what? It would appear that Russia is more of a democracy than the UK, because
facts.
You know what? Would you remember the KGB and all that back in the Soviet Union days? They were arresting people for anything you said, mm-hmm. Definitely anything you posted, anything you printed. That was the Soviet Union. Now you look at the UK makes 3,000 more social media arrests per year than Russia. Now remember, these are not child predators. That's all allowed on Facebook. That's allowed in the UK. Are they arresting people? Are they arresting the people who are trying to procure children into sexual acts in the UK? No, they're arresting people who say, you know what? I don't like the Islamic faith, or I think the Islamic faith is violent. I think that we need to have stronger restraints on Sharia law neighborhoods inside of our, and nobody's even saying we're going to go attack any Muslim people. They're just simply saying, you know what? The rape rate has gone up 370%. If I move to the UK and put out their own statistics of their rape rate going up 370%,
it's over.
I'd be arrested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not the rapist. The rapists get 5% of the rapists get 5% of the rapists are convicted. 5%. Their rape rate's up 370%, but their conviction rate is 5%. So all these women are lying that they're being gang raped by Muslims because nobody's being convicted. Amazing, isn't it? So if you post about the rape, you get arrested. But if you are the rapist, you're perfectly fine because you're a Muslim. You're part of the protected class, just like in the United States. All right, let's go to the next one. Tommy Robinson video. Is that where we're at? Yeah, good. Yes, sir. This, honestly, Tommy, if you don't follow Tommy Robinson, you're making a giant mistake. Absolute hero. And, you know, on the, if you want to call it right, he's a journalist, really. But on the right side of politics, absolute hero, Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson video, another one, no two-tier policing, ? Literally looks like a hostage situation. This is the state of policing inside of the UK. Play for me.
Hello, salam alaikum. My name is Phil Hutchinson, and I am the superintendent for Greater Manchester Police based in Oldham. Obviously, echo everything that the leader, Rouge, has said. Firstly, thank you very much for inviting us and arranging the meeting. It's the inaugural meeting. We're having these now bi-monthly, so in respect to what Rouge has mentioned about some increased tension, obviously there are a number of issues going on nationally and within Greater Manchester. We're engaging with all communities, and Greater Manchester Police and UK policing will continue to deal with perpetrators and people who are committing crime.
It's amazing because that actually reminds me of the scene in Iron Man with Tony Stark and his Muslim captors right behind him. Remember, he's all like blindfolded. Look at this. Look at this. What the freak?
That's creepy.
Why would you just, again, I guess I shouldn't ask this question because most of the world just bent over and put masks on and took 10 injections and closed their businesses and closed their churches and all that. So I guess I shouldn't ask, but I would never allow my life to be like this. I would never allow my life to be like this. I refuse to live on my knees. I refuse. I would look at those Muslims, the Muslims, and just say, you know what? You're free to be. Listen, you are. You're free to be a Muslim in the United States of America. You're free to worship how you want. But you know what? You're not going to force me into okaying, putting my stamp of approval or proving your religion. No. Not going to happen.
No.
See, it's always funny. The people who are claiming, I said this on Wednesday, the people that are claiming to be freedom fighters, the purveyors of freedom, always are the ones trying to force you to say what they want you to say or endorse what they want you to endorse. We don't try to get anybody to endorse anything. I don't try to get people to endorse Christianity. I try to get people saved. I don't try to get people to endorse Christianity. You will say by law that Jesus is Lord. I don't do that. But that's what the purveyors of freedom do.
Yeah.
You will say that a man's a woman and a woman's a man, or you're going to be arrested for it. And by the way, that's an arrestable offense inside of the UK. Offensive speech. What's offensive? That's in the eye of the beholder, is it not? So when I'm in charge, if you dare call a woman a man, a woman, you'll be arrested. And then when I'm not in power, then you have to call a man, a woman, a woman, a man. They just go back and forth, and our prisons will be full of billions of people. Just imagine living a life like this where you are so petrified of people's opinions and being name-called that you will sit there like a little white-shirted cuck boy with a bunch of intimidating men standing behind you. By the way, not that intimidating. They're all about 5'2". Just because they're all muscleless wonders. So, I mean, why you're even intimidated, I don't know. The reason why he's intimidated is if he doesn't say the right thing, he's going to be called Islamophobic. And that's a worse offense in the UK than gang raping a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Than Muslims gang raping a 12-year-old. This is a worse offense in the eyes of Keir Starmer for you to be deemed Islamophobic than it is for you to be one of the rapists that gang raped a 12-year-old, which is not too much different in the United States. Go to the next one for me. Here it is. Here's an illustration for you. Posted racist comment on Facebook. This is the UK. 15 weeks in jail. Racist comment. Sold anti-immigration stickers.
Okay.
24 months, 2 years in prison.
Jeez.
Repeatedly raped 12-year-old girl. 18 hours of community service, no prison time.
180.
What did I say?
You said 18.
Oh, 108. Well, yeah, don't correct me on that.
Sorry.
180 community service hours. All right, there you go. So you post a racist comment on Facebook, 15 weeks in prison. Listen, do I like racism? No, I hate racism. It's stupid. It's stupid. Do I believe you have the right to be a racist? Absolutely. You have the right to hate Jesus.
Yep.
I have the right to hate Allah. Everybody should have those rights. We don't have the right to punch each other in the face. Right. We don't have the right to touch each other. But we do have the right to say anything we want to say. If it's defamatory, if I say something, if I call Will that Will is secretly a Martian and it costs him his job, then he can sue me for defamation.
Yeah.
But I still have the right to say it. There might be consequences for me saying it under defamation laws, but I should have the right to say it.
Yeah.
Sold anti-immigration stickers, 24 months and 2 years in prison because you sold stickers. But if you repeat it, okay, first of all, one-time rape in the United States of a 12-year-old in the state of Florida is what's called a life felony. You rape a 12-year-old in the state of Florida, it's 30 years in prison minimum. Minimum. 30 years in prison, you rape a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Right here in the state of Florida. But in the UK, 2 years in prison if you sold anti-immigration stickers, 180 hours of community service if you repeatedly raped a 12-year-old. Imagine that. That is the status of the UK right now. I have to show you this. I was trying to skip past this faster, but I just can't. So Nick Shorter video, the fake news reporter in England is saying white people are rioting. So she's talking about the white people rioting, which if white people riot in the UK with no weapons and don't hurt anybody, they all get arrested. If you are a Muslim who's beating white rioters, and when I say white, I just mean natural citizens. They can be white, black, Sikh, brown, whatever. But they are citizens of the UK, so it's just easier to say white. But if you are a citizen of the UK out there protesting against the illegal immigration of Muslims into your country who are causing a 370% increase in rape, if you dare go out and protest, you'll be arrested by Keir Starmer. If you are a Muslim, illegal migrant, rapist, or anybody else who isn't a rapist, you can go and beat up those rioters, even kill those rioters or assault those rioters, and suffer very little consequence, just like the rapist who only got 180 hours of community service for repeatedly raping a 12-year-old. So you look at their priorities, repeatedly raping a 12-year-old, 180 hours of community service, right? Selling stickers, anti-immigration stickers. What does that mean? What could that even mean? You could just have "I am anti-immigrant" with a circle around it, with a slash through it. You know, where it's like no, you know, like the circle with the line in between. And then you get 22 years in prison for that. But the rapist, 180 hours of community service. So look at this video though; it's hysterical. The fake news reporter in England is saying white people are rioting. Just as Muslim men walk by her carrying machetes, and she says nothing. Play it for me.
And look very pleased about it whilst they did it. Then there was this, as I say, clash between protesters and the police, and that is when they then ran off across the park here. A big group ran off, looking for trouble, it looked like, to us. So we're just going to step away now from this group behind us, but a lot of disorder here, a lot of...
Now run it again, guys, just side by side for me. This is actually hysterical. So she's out there vehemently reporting, oh, these white people, these natural citizens, these citizens of the UK, they are out protesting and says nothing. Why does she say nothing as the Muslims walk by with machetes and knives? She says nothing about them. This should have changed the entire report, should it not? It should have changed her entire event. Like, holy crap. There's guys walking by. There are noticeable Muslim rioters walking by me right now with machetes. I don't think we ought to be concerned about the British citizen protesters anymore. I think we ought to be concerned about these men with machetes walking by. But she says nothing. Because if she says something about them, that is not societally acceptable inside the UK. And she could go to prison. If she criticizes those men, she knows she's staring at a prison term. That's the state of the UK. That's not an exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. That is the state of the UK. And you're like, okay, well, that's in the UK. Thank goodness it isn't happening here. Well, let's look. Chuck Cholesterol video. Let's look at the opinion of Tim Walz. Play it for me.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the statement? He actually says that the First Amendment does not allow you to speak mis or disinformation or offensive speech. Hey, Will, play it for me one more time. The Tim Walz thing, if you can. Can you go back and play it again, or is it gone forever?
Yeah, I can play it.
All right. Well, you got to rewind it.
Yeah, go ahead and start it from the beginning.
Ready?
All right.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
I wanted to get that correct. There's no guarantee for free speech under the First Amendment if it's misinformation or offensive speech. That's what the First Amendment's all about. And he actually says it, and he links it to democracy. There's no guarantee of free speech when it comes to misinformation or hate speech, so that we can salvage our democracy. The democracy is based on the ability to put out misinformation or disinformation. You're like, Tom, you'd be lying if you did it on purpose. No, you have. Listen, do you all want to be arrested for lying? And listen, I don't like anybody. I don't like it when people put out mis or disinformation on purpose. People do it not nearly as often on the conservative side, but people do put it out on the conservative side too. I don't like it there either. But to say that you can't put out mis or disinformation, why am I saying that? Why am I saying that you should be able to put out mis or disinformation? Because mis or disinformation is in the eye of the beholder. If I say that Donald Trump is a great president to Tim Walz, that's misinformation, and he doesn't believe that the First Amendment guarantees me the right to say that. That's who the Democratic Party is. We're like, thank goodness that's in the UK. It's not just in the UK. That's the vice presidential nominee for one of the two political parties in the United States of America, the two major political parties in the United States of America. That is their vice presidential nominee, who doesn't believe that the First Amendment guards your right to say whatever it is that you want to say, whether he deems it mis or disinformation or not. Because hate speech, define it. Misinformation, define it. Disinformation, define it. It's all in the eye of the beholder. It would be all in the eye of the magistrate or the judge. And he says that that's the way to preserve democracy. The way to preserve democracy is totalitarianism, totalitarian control of speech. That's the way to preserve democracy. What an idiotic statement. No wonder he's probably a Chinese agent. All right, 27 minutes. I got some Ukraine stuff I've got to get to. Tomorrow's Friday, right? So we got one more. I'll do it tomorrow. Got some Ukraine stuff. Oh, my word. This might be the biggest night we've ever had. Biggest night as far as numbers are concerned, as far as the amount of people that I've given. Rumble Rants, thank you for all the Rumble Rants. D9597, $50. Nude Monk, $30. Texas Billy, $20. BP2, Tim 17, $10. Nitsu 99, $10. Tammy Margritter, $10. Buckeye Nut, 1968, $10. John Phillips, 1973, $10. Aaron Yeager, $10. Hassle Free TV, $10. Will Gilbert, look at the producers of the show putting out the money tonight, $10. Appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game as always. It's awesome. Some great stuff in there. Listen, I'm an owner of a Malinois dog. There's a great Malinois video in the post game. You got to see it. Love you guys. I'll be in the post in the chat during the post game. Be back here tomorrow night, 9:00. Love each and every one of you. See you then. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No, I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, you know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.